5 weeks ago, on Friday, August 5th, 2005, the NCAA Executive Committee issued guidelines for the use of Native American mascots at NCAA championship events. Some of you may have heard about that already. Hi, I'm Jim Berger, and I'm back in town. Yes, the University of Illinois is one of among 18 schools that the NCAA single out as maintaining hostile or abusive mascots, nicknames, or imagery. And that has been the talk of the town. The controversy made national news on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer 2 weeks ago on Thursday, August 25th, 2005. This commentary was recorded on Thursday, September 8th, 2005. On the NewsHour, Native American Charlene Keeters fought back tears before the camera as she recounted the shock, anguish, distress, and outrage she and her two children experienced at the sight of a non-Indigenous dancer decked out in 19th century Native American garb performing at the halftime of a University of Illinois athletic event. Indeed, the website www.retirethechief.org speaks at considerable length about the intrinsic racism of this icon. That's right. If you actually thought that Chief Illiniwek was a wholesome symbol of a set of virtues to which we all might aspire, the racist label applies to you, too. I could go on. However, the public square affords us but 3 minutes together. What you can do is look to the write-up of this commentary at the community segment of the WILL website to glean all the web links to my source material. That is at www.will.uiuc.edu/community/public square, and then Google the topic to find your own leads. Look for yourself and draw your own conclusions. I refer you to the Retire the Chief site, where you will find U of I professor Taim Clark dismissing critics of the anti-chief movement as callous, cruel, unfeeling, and hard-headed. I also refer you to Ph.D. Jim Fay's posting at chiefillinawek.org entitled The Roots of the Chief Illiniwek Tradition at the University of Illinois. The historical background of this tradition does run in defiance of those who were determined to impose civilization on the Indians whether they wanted it or not. 70 years ago, a lot of Native Americans did not want civilization, which was really nothing more than arrogant European culture imposed on them. Native Americans worked hand-in-hand with those at the University of Illinois who honored traditional Indian culture expressly so as to preserve that culture at a time when it was under siege. Indeed, to this day, Chief Illiniwek remains a touchstone for thousands to those who went before us. Well, there is so much more to explore, but my time is up. Thank you for your consideration, and whatever you decide, may your own conclusions be informed and truly balanced.
Opinions expressed on the public square reflect those of the speaker. To submit a commentary, call the public square information line at 217-244-5074 or get complete information from our website, will.uiuc.edu. The public square is presented in the public interest by WILL, Urbana.